Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will love
boobies.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm with Stupid. This is the Map Man coming to you live from the palatial deck here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always,
is it my turn yet?
A man who has never met a nipple he didn't like, the irrepressible J-Man.
Was that lick or light? Like, anyway. Hola, peoples of the world, and welcome. Tonight's episode of I'm With Stupid is unofficially brought to you by Victoria's Secret, makers of the Wonder Bra. And as you know, the Wonder Bra creates wonder cleavage. And if you didn't know, just do a Google image search with safe search off, of course.
And you could Google a church while you're shaking your head saying that you don't use contraceptives.
Exactly.
Sorry about that. I didn't know it was going to make me laugh either.
That was fucking awesome. Anyway, outstanding opening, Matt. It's very
well, cool. Thank you.
It was so respectful and thoughtful.
Well, you know, I like to be topical.
Uh-huh. Mhm. That always reminds me, you know, when Whitney and Chaka Khan did the remake of the song I'm Every Woman, and for the longest time I thought she was singing Climb Every Woman.
Oh, and when it comes to Chaka Khan, I'd like to do that.
All right. Well, I'm all messed up now. Anyway, hola, and how you doing, Matt Nader?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Oh my God, Jay, it got cold. We finally got winter.
Oh.
February 11th. Mm. Finally, winter came in. It was like 10 degrees today when I woke up. And when I was at the beer mine, with the wind chill even, at the height of the day, it was, oh, I don't know, still 10 degrees.
Yeah, it decided to be winter here in God's country, too. And winter's not kidding around. It was 12 degrees this morning. It's heading back down to around 10 tonight. They're talking about snow on Monday.
Wow.
It may be panic time. Everybody may have to hit the stores and buy a month's worth of toilet paper, milk, bread, cookies, and Doritos tomorrow.
Do you have enough supplies?
Oh, sure. I'm good.
Okay, so you don't have to face the frothing crowds tomorrow.
No.
Good man. You got enough?
I've got
any more beef stew on me and stuff like that?
I've got chicken and rice gumbo. I've got ham casserole.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a Tony's frozen pizza. I've pretty much got everything covered.
All right. We got 5 Tony's and 3 cans of canned chili. So, the funny thing is,
you are heading for flaming asshole territory right there.
Yeah, I know, because that's one meal. That's one meal day.
You know, one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen at Walmart one time, and there was this elderly man, and he had a cart, and he had like a dozen cans of Chunky's Roadhouse chili and 2 bags of Depends in the cart. I just felt so bad for his live-in caregiver.
Well, the funny thing is, that's what I get over 4th of July weekend.
That's what I usually get if I'm going to take a long road trip.
Exactly. So do certain female astronauts.
Exactly. Shout out to the chat room. Got some guests in there, and we got Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. And we have a guest, and got to give a shout-out to my son, Rhino. It was senior night last night, and they lost. And oh, now dig this, J-Man.
Who?
He called me last night after the game, and he was crying. He was crying because they lost the game for his favorite senior teammate. And I thought that was touching. I thought that was touching.
That is touching. That's very nice.
And then I asked him if he was queer, and said, but
anyway,
I'm kidding, of course. No, in all seriousness, it was cute. It was so nice because he had told me when I took him to the game yesterday, or I took him to school yesterday. And that was his single focus, to win that game for his buddy Jared, who was a senior, and they didn't do it, and he was upset. Which I thought was nice.
It is nice, you know.
Not
nice
that they
cares.
Lost, but that he was upset. Yeah.
Learning important lessons, character building lessons.
And they've had plenty of those at 4-14. They've had a lot of character building lessons.
Yeah, and I want to do a quick shout-out to my neighbor, the guy with the Mitsubishi Montero. I went out there this morning, and the Montero was nowhere to be seen. I left, had some errands to run. I come back, and there it is with that flat fucking tire. He was out driving on it again.
He's a magician.
What is it with this dude? Just fix it. It's only $7. Come on. Harold's Super Service is open, like, you know, till midnight. Come on, do it. Fix it.
Well, maybe he owns a tire place, and he just goes to work, fixes it, come home.
maybe he works at Beeler's Tire Service, and he gets there and airs it up and goes on to work. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. Anyway, I wish he would fix that. It's starting to bother me.
I know it is. And I'm paying him well to do it.
breaking news update. Whitney Houston's body remains at the Beverly Hilton Hotel more than 4 hours after singer was pronounced dead. Well, she's going to need some help moving. Come on, Whitney, let's go.
Well, and you know she can't get help moving from Madonna.
So anyway, I guess by the time people hear this, they will have heard the very sad news. I'm not going to call it tragic because, you know, but the sad news that Whitney Houston passed away today.
Yes.
They have not determined a cause.
Which I find funny. I'm not judging, Jay. I'm not judging.
No. You're making a guess as to why she's
I'm making a guess.
Like you're speculating. So, anyway, Twitter blew up with the news this evening, and it's been fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
Everybody on there. Fascinating. I watched CNN until they started reading celebrity tweets, and I turned the channel. And I watched MSNBC until someone came on and said, well, you know, she was a Jackie Robinson type figure, and I turned that off. And I turned it over to Fox, and Julie Banderas was angrily asking how come Whitney never did any time in prison. So I turned that off.
You turned Julie Banderas off?
I had to.
Oh my God. Schmoop just dropped her lip balm. No, I turned the TV off when MSNBC was interviewing Al Sharpton. Because evidently they were very close.
Yeah, who knew? I mean, I certainly had no idea that.
I didn't know if I was creeped out because he was just another, you know, a black gentleman extolling the virtues of a black woman, or the fact that they may have been very close.
Oh, yeah, let's not go there. That's a disturbing thought. Anyway. I understand, though, that after reading celebrity tweets on CNN, they then sent someone out onto the streets of New York and ambushed people as they came out of the subway. Hey, did you hear Whitney Houston died? Your thoughts. And they stuck a microphone in their face. With most of them going, what? I guess that was their
crowds
comedy
were
section.
Shocked. They were shocked.
So, anyway, so there's that. Mike says he had not heard about that. Where have you been, Mike? So, well, anyway, I guess we broke the news then here on the show because we are live,
always,
local, and late breaking.
Yeah, exactly. And so, the one thing, we don't want to harp on Whitney too much because, well, this show is about boobs, and she. Well, she didn't really have them, you know.
They were not, you know, for, yeah, well. Whitney was in her, you know, in her day, in her prime, was beautiful.
Oh, she, God, yeah.
She did not have large boobs. She had a nice ass and long legs.
Oh, God,
and,
yeah.
So she didn't really fit the stereotype of the voluptuous
was
a black woman, but anyway,
her boobs, J-Man, her boobs were not nearly as big as her lungs.
No, well, she could belt it out. Now she could.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I was not a fan. I'm not a fan of that type of music. I can acknowledge that she, you know, had a great voice and was talented.
Sure,
but I wasn't a big fan of music, and a lot of people on Twitter are talking about her rendition of the national anthem at the Super Bowl in 1991. And my first reaction is, my God, it was 21 years ago. But anyway, and it was spectacular. It was lip sync, but that's hey.
That's fine. It was professionally done.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll move along here, I guess,
yeah,
and get into the show, the subject of the show, since we're already 15 minutes in. Good Lord.
It's amazing. And we're talking boobies.
Big boobies, little boobies, medium-sized boobies. Ethnic boobies. I think it was the summer after sixth grade, right before I headed to junior high, or as I headed to junior high. I get there, get out of the car, and I look around, and I notice that some things had changed over the summer.
Really?
Specifically, Kim Trueblood, may she rest in peace, suddenly had a spectacular rack. And I was like, oh, I like junior high.
And was that her real name?
Kim Trueblood?
Yes.
Yes, that was her real name.
Oh, man.
Very sweet. Very sweet person.
That's a porno name.
But anyway, she was the she developed first, and that was my first recognition of boobies. Somehow I immediately realized what was going on, too. It's like, you know, I like just somehow knew that those were special.
And what were your,
so anyway,
what were your first thoughts when you saw this?
I thought, hey, where'd she get those? Did she, like, you know, grow them? You know, did she, you know, take vitamins? Can I touch them?
I know how you feel, because I had the same feeling when I entered second grade. However, the boobies that really turned me on were Mrs. Thomas's.
Oh, the second grade teacher, huh?
Yes, Nancy Thomas. Hmm.
Oh, wow. My second grade teacher hated kids. And by the way, I was just watching, had ESPN on. They were showing highlights of the Kentucky game, and there was Ashley Judd rooting for Kentucky.
Of course.
That's a nice set right there, let me tell you.
You think so?
Not bad at all.
Well, I think they're a little small.
Here we go. Here we go.
I think they're a little small.
Here we go. All this discussion. This, here we go. I don't understand this. All boobs are beautiful, Matt. Small, big, medium.
No. Some boobs are more beautiful than the other.
And those that are more beautiful are the smaller, hand-sized, perky boobies. Yeah. You know, not little bitty, but nice, you know, firm, perky, hand-sized boobies. Without a whole lot, you know, left over.
No. I like the big ones. I want the ones that stand out. I want the ones that say, scream, grab me, look at me. I'm looking in your face. That's the kind of boobs I like.
You want the ones that when she lays down, fall off to the side, and she could either be lying on her back or her stomach. You don't really know.
Exactly. Because either way, I can get a hold of them.
Well, there's pros and cons to both. The big
I'll tell you what, Jay, your apartment is nice and neat, isn't it?
Not really.
Oh, really? Because I was thinking you like little boobs because they're nice and neat and they stay in one place. I like big ones that go all over the place.
Well, but little boobs do tend to be a little bit more respectful.
Respectful.
tend to not. They don't get they don't get crazy on you. They don't get out of hand. But if you want to join in on the great booby discussion, folks, our phone lines are open.
As they always are, at 661-244-9852.
Call us up and tell us what you think about breasts, bazongas, balloons, boobs, boobies, cans, chesticles, fun bags, honkers, hooters, headlights. Let's go. Bazongas, jugs, tatas, Betty's and Wilma's, Pebbles and Bam Bam's.
I told you about Errol Flynn, didn't I? That he really liked the banana-shaped boobs.
Well, see. Yeah, some people are into that.
Yeah.
And?
Hitler had a specific type of boob that he liked, too. And that's why he married Eva Braun, because her tits were shaped like Czechoslovakia.
And he liked to invade them every night.
Yes, he did. Right? Okay, that's all I got. I gotta go now.
Well, you know, Santa and his girlfriend's boobs look like the Alamo.
Oh, God.
Actually, I have a list of historical figures and what they liked.
Well, before you begin, I have one myself. And Schwarzenegger, his favorite tit shape is anyone's who doesn't look like Maria's.
Well, I have that. Bill Clinton liked the curvy ladies, so he liked the big soft boobies that were like pillows.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Barack Obama likes fierce boobies. Newt Gingrich likes crazy boobies.
I thought he would like big boobies. Yeah.
But crazy.
Yeah.
He likes them to just stare at him at all times. Herman Cain likes white boobies. Marcus Backman doesn't like boobies.
No, he doesn't. Not at all.
Yep. And Napoleon liked them young. Dude was a little weird.
Yeah.
Betsy was Betsy Balcom was only like 14, right? And that's Chris Hansen would be like, dude. But, Emma Watson's going to play Betsy in the movie.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah. I probably is. I mean, she's tired.
I did a little research, too, and I found out that most popes, they like their boobies with just a little bit of a wisp of hair on the chest.
And the only other one I've got is that King Leonidas liked big boobs with a very narrow pass between them.
I'll tell you what, it's a good thing that Phil Mickelson never went to a Catholic school because, oh my God.
Yeah.
They'd be grabbing those babies.
Right. Yeah. So what do you love most about boobies, Matt?
Well, I'll Matt tell you Sickle. What, Dave. Here's the funny thing. I don't know why. And you and I just discussed this in show prep before we went on to, send pictures of chicks' boobies to each other. I don't understand why the booby is such a fascinating thing, but I do find it fascinating. I don't know why. I mean, it's fun. It's like silly buddy. But, in fact, what? That would be cool if boobs were made out of silly putty and you could press the comics on their tits. That'd be great.
You don't?
Hey, get naked. I want to read Henry. I want to see peanuts.
I want to read Calvin and Hobbes. Yeah, and then... And Hitler could have made any woman's boobs look like Czechoslovakia then.
Yes, he could have.
And then Poland. And then France.
No, really, it's only this one time. I promise.
Yeah. Let me make them into Czechoslovakia and I'll stop there.
I'll stop there. But then he had no control.
No self-control at all.
No. So, actually, World War II wasn't Hitler's fault. It was the boobies' fault.
It was.
I'm glad we settled that.
Yes. It is hard to really explain why we love boobies, other than the fact that they're pretty and they're soft and, you know.
And fascinating.
Said, I mean, they're works of art is what they are. Yeah,
exactly.
Every set of boobs is a work of art.
Yeah.
I like girls who have lopsided boobies. That's always fascinating.
Oh, you like chicks who have lopsided boobies?
One that's like larger than the other, like, you know, she's got like a C cup on the right side and a B cup on the left. That's always amazing.
Oh, my God. My OCD would never put up with that.
It either have to be an implant or breast reduction of the other one.
That's
one of the
right.
Two. Take her to the doc. Doc, level these out, would you?
Or just have her sit across the table and I could put a couple matchbooks under one.
Well, if you turned her at the proper angle, you know, the
well,
perspective.
That's
with
true,
her.
Too.
Personally, I think, you know, I mean, there was a time in this world where women just went around topless all the time, and it was perfectly acceptable. I don't know what the hell happened to us, why that's not acceptable now, because I would have no problem with it, for the most part.
I wouldn't either. Probably due to people like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and...
John Ashcroft.
He
won't even allow... The stone boobies, right? And basically, by the way, that's another discussion right there, is fake boobies. That's basically how they feel.
You know,
J-Man,
to this day, I do not knowingly know that I have ever touched a set of fake boobs.
You haven't been to strip clubs in Las Vegas then?
No, I haven't.
That's your problem. And we got a minute and a half left in the live stream. If anybody wants to call in and join in on this highbrow discussion.
At 661-244-9852.
But you know, women like to show their boobs off.
Yes, they do.
I mean, they really do. They like to go around wearing, you know, low cut like tank tops. And, you know, push-up bras and stuff. But they mostly do that to show off to other women. My boobs are better than yours type thing.
Yeah.
You know how women are.
I know.
You know that in 2010, there were 240,000 breast augmentations done in the United States alone.
Really?
I should have been a plastic surgeon.
Yes, you should have. And the sad thing is, not nary a one of them came through the beer mine.
No, that you know of.
Oh, there was a lot of big ones, but they were all sweaty and stuff.
Well, now see, there we go. That's one of the downsides to the big boobs.
That is one of the downsides.
If you live in the South, or in areas where it gets hot and humid in the summer, let's just say that they need a little Vaseline underneath there to, you know, deal with the rash and the
Oh God,
pancakey substance that forms.
I was going to say a little,
but
I was going to, you know, say maybe a little powder, but if they do that, it comes out like a glazed donut and stuff, so Vaseline might be better.
It might be. Mike didn't want to call in tonight, and Brian Trey Big was in the chat room, and he says, no big ones and no fakes. There you go.
Oh, no love for the big ones?
Damn right, dude.
Wow.
There we go.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. Now, I think you'll find that you are outside the mainstream on this one.
Evidently, I am.
In fact, you probably don't think that Natalie Portman has spectacular boobs, but she does.
She has no boobs.
What she has are spectacular.
I'll tell you what, though, Jay. When you said out of the mainstream, when you mentioned stream. It's time for a little women's perspective on this.
Tea break with Schmoop. Hola.
Hola. How you doos?
I'm doing great. How you doing, baby?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
What do you think? Big boobs, small boobs, something in between?
Well, let's put it this way. I used to be a 42C. Now I'm down to a... I'm down to a 38B.
38B, that's Scarlett Johansson territory right there. That's pretty awesome.
Well, still. I thought so. It was really hard to carry those around. I mean, I got them in fourth grade.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't just, you know, like, you know, put a couple extra books in the book bag to balance out?
Well, no. Unfortunately, no. You know, I'd like them on other people, but on me, not so much.
Huh? Well, you know, a lot of women get the old breast reduction surgery.
Well, luckily I didn't have to. They just age.
You just wait around long enough. It happens
naturally. They'll go away.
Yeah. All right. But do you notice other women's boobs?
Well, of course.
Or
do
they have to be pretty much in your face before you'll say, whoa?
No, I've not had them in my face, but yes, I do. I notice those. Yes.
Oh, all right. Have you ever touched a fake boob?
No.
No.
And I don't think I would know one if I saw one.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. It's like they took a football and cut it in half and just went and stuck them on there.
Also, you have felt those.
I have, and I was like, my God, that's firm. That didn't sag in anytime soon.
Even with age, they're just right there.
Right. She'll be just this, you know, wrinkly old lady, and her boobs will still be like, ooh, out there.
That's really kind of creepy.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. And she's like, I can always get the implants removed if I want to. I'm like, well, but if you do, won't your boobs fall down to your waist?
Exactly. I'll just let them do that naturally. Hang on.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
You weren't done, were you?
Oh, I was just talking about fake boobs, and I was going to tell my favorite fake boob story. A stripper in Las Vegas at the Olympic Gardens was on stage, and one of her fake boobies deflated and went, and the boob sagged, the right boob. Well, my left, her right.
Well, that can't be good, can it?
Collapsed, right? Oh, she grabbed it, and then she ran off the stage and ran to the dressing room, and then like about a dozen girls ran behind her, ran after her, and then one girl ran up on stage and collected all the dollar bills that were up there and stuff, and then ran to the dressing room. She didn't steal them.
I'm sure she'd get them back.
Yeah, and then a couple of dudes, two or three guys who were getting lap dances, those girls took off, and those guys got up and left so they wouldn't have to pay the lap dance when the girls came back out. it was chaos, man. It was chaos.
Now, I'll tell you what, when you were talking to Smoop, did she tell you about her inverted nipple?
No.
She has an inverted nipple.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't stick out. And I'll tell you what, some men might think, well, that's weird. You know what? When that baby pops out, I know I'm doing my work. I know I'm doing God's work.
You know, she could have made a lot of money in the porn industry with that.
Well, I'm sure she is, and
they're
not
always
telling me about it.
They're always looking for, you know,
an oddity.
Thing. Yeah. I'm looking for the right word. I don't want to be offensive here. Speaking of
Well, no, it makes her special. Oh. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of nipples, here's a nipple story for you.
Okay.
When I lived in Springfield, Missouri, I worked, one of the, this girl that worked in the area where I worked was,
Yes.
And she came in one day and she turned in her notice. She was going to go tend bar. And she says, I'll make a lot more money tending bar than I do out here. She says, because I can go topless or go braless. All right. And we were all like, okay. So anyway, we decided to go to that bar that she worked at. And we got there and she's wearing a tight tank top. And it turns out that her nipples are always hard.
Really?
Yes. Always boom, sticking out. And
how was that?
She makes oodles and tips because everybody thinks she's so happy to see them.
Did
anyway.
She do well?
Yeah, she did well. She made a lot of money.
Yeah.
So anyway, she was right. But that was different too.
Yeah.
The
you know what else is
hard
different? Ribbon. You know what else is different, Jay?
What's that?
I am sitting in the chair here at the command center at the Bagwine Digs, and on top of the cable box is a picture of my dad in the Navy from 42 staring back at me, and it's a little unsettling. Oh, look, my son is on the phone talking about boobs.
Well, you know what? This show will make the first page in the comedy category. We're just that popular.
Well, and I'll tell you what, since he is in his Navy uniform, it's very American. And it's a shout out to the troops.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to the men and brave men and women out there serving this great nation, defending us. night and day. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, one of the things we talked about in our very intense and high-pressure show prep session was we talked about boobs being proportional, you know, to the woman's figure.
Yes.
And about how you have, like, really curvy women, like, say, Sofia Vergara.
Mm-hmm. Oh, olay.
Yeah, and everything about her is just, you know, kind of spectacular. And, like, Kate Upton, I don't know if you saw the picture of Kate Upton I posted on the official I'm With Stupid Tumblr, which you can see at iws.tumblr.com. Anyway, she's kind of the same way. And pretty spectacular. But it is a little odd sometimes to see a woman who, you know, is kind of, you know, curvy like that, but she has little boobs.
Yeah.
That's weird. The other thing that's weird is, say a chick that's really small, like 5 foot tall and, you know, like 90 pounds and just really tiny, but yet she has, like, these massive gazongas that are real. Like,
yeah.
I call it the Giada effect.
Yeah. I understand that.
Giada de Laurentiis, you know. That's kind of mesmerizing. And you kind of just sit there and go, wow, that's amazing. I mean, like, she weighs, like, 90 pounds and, you know, 80 of it is her boobs and that great big head of hers. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, and when 11 years ago when I met Shmoop, it was the same way, and now it's quite the opposite.
Yeah, we discussed that when you were busy. When you were busy doing your business.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was a pretty respectful discussion of boobs right there.
I thought it was very nice. Say. We didn't go into the gutter. We didn't, you know, we were good.
Huh? Well, we didn't settle this big versus small issue, though. But that's just going to rage on. I don't think so. I think that's always going to be there, just simmering under the surface.
Yeah, well, I don't think we ever can because evidently, you know, like I told you prior to the show, I posted a thing about Whitney Houston being dead, and oh my God. Well, she shouldn't be dead. Well, she is. Well, she shouldn't be. Oh my God. I didn't know Whitney Houston was such an American icon.
Yeah, ever since she did the anthem for the Super Bowl, man.
Well, there is that.
There is that. And thanks for CNN to quickly find out and let us know how Bobby Brown is doing, as if he never gave a shit.
We were all worried about Bobby Brown.
Boy, we were. Worry about his emotional well-being.
And he's very upset. As he's snorting coke, dancing in an Atlanta nightclub.
Exactly. As he's doing my prerogative.
Again.
In front of 600 people.
He'll probably be at the Fraser Pavilion here in Dayton, Ohio this summer.
He may play Crawdad Days here.
He's going to open up for Eddie Money and the Spinners.
and the entire show, I'm going to be there in the front row going, do every little step. Do every little step. Come on.
Well, when he comes here, Jay, I'm going to hold up a sign that says, you killed Whitney.
When I saw the breaking news tweet that Whitney Houston had died, I was like, somebody go arrest Bobby.
Now, why would you say
30
that?
30 seconds.
Okay. And I'm...
Oh, all right.
Wednesday, we'll be talking about politics. and other things, as always. And next Saturday, would you like to do the Being Happy as a Choice show?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay.
That's what we'll do next Saturday.
Okay. I didn't mean to make you mad.
Good night, everybody.
Night.